Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio. I'm your host, Kettner Stone, and I have my fellow hostesses with the mostest with me. Sound off.
Hello, Nicola here.
Hi, Nicola.
I think we have Patty and Kaliki. I think
hello,
is.
Hello, this is Patty Peaceful.
Hi, Patty. Kaliki, I think,
Patty
is on
Peaceful.
Two wheels getting into our driveway. So she should be joining us shortly.
All right. I am calling in from a local Golden Corral restaurant. So I would like to know if the ambient noise on my side is being heard by any of you.
I can't hear it.
No?
Very faintly. Nope. I can't.
Sweet.
Yeah, you're good.
Awesome.
So what are you doing over there?
You know, lunch.
Awesome. Patty, what are you up to today?
I didn't get home till little.
I was just asking what you're up to today.
Yeah, there's a lot of noise. I don't know if y'all can hear that.
That is a little bit of feedback.
Probably.
Well, it comes and it goes. I'm not sure.
Comes and goes.
So,
huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were going to try to focus a little bit today on the meet and greets that are trying to be set up on our Facebook page, the Barefoot is Legal Facebook page. We're getting a lot of feedback on where people are, and collectively, I think people are trying to get with, you know, people are posting their state or commenting with their state, and then hopefully people are trying to work within the people that are in the same state. I know that we are ones that are here in Georgia. What are your thoughts on that, Patty?
Well, I'm really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like we talked, I'm down, you know, anything. I don't know if y'all can hear me very good. I'm trying to shout some, like, suffering from major.
No, I can hear you fine.
Okay, cool. And we all know my service sound at my home really stinks.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm totally down for it. You know, I hope that we can, you know, have a lot of people that want to come out, talk with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's just the whole thing. We need to we have a couple of posts already up. I believe Stephen Morris was the one member of our group who did. So that everyone could go into the Facebook and to that post, and then if they're in the United States and in Georgia, for example, you just kind of like go in there and you can, you know, say hello and then add a friend, and we'll take it from there. We're all over the place. We're international. And the best thing that can happen with our group is if we get together and, you know, all over the place where we are locally, you know, not just be the, you know, quote unquote one person in the neighborhood that is walking around with no shoes on.
Exactly.
Right, and like when I got off work today. And stuff, you know, I came home and I took off my rubber boots from hell and I had to go get some antibiotics and stuff.
Oh, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah, darn workbook.
Okay, like I said, this service stinks out here. you all hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Sorry about that. But so, you know, I got off work today and I ran around town and there was like this little local Good Samaritan like yard sale thing. And of course I'm walking around with no shoes and I'm actually sitting searching out to see if anybody else had no, you know, any shoes. Didn't have any shoes on, and of course everybody had shoes and they're looking at, you know, me, and I hear these ladies saying, "Oh man, there's a big old shoe bag, wouldn't that be cool?" And I'm thinking, who would want that? But it reminds me of how I used to be before I was, you know, a barefooter. Like, I would totally go right to all the shoes and I couldn't wait to see, you know. And today I just walked out right on by it and didn't even think twice about looking at shoes. So that was like pretty awesome for me because I used to have a shoe fetish. Oh my goodness.
Right on, Patty. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Kaliki.
Yeah.
Hey, Kaliki.
Hey. Hi. Aloha.
Aloha. I made it.
Made it.
Awesome.
I said you were probably screeching in on two wheels.
I was.
Oh, gosh.
But you could yeah. control that better because you were driving barefoot. So.
Yeah.
Duh. You can grip the pedals better.
Exactly.
I actually grip them with my toes. I curl my toes around the tops of the pedals. It's so weird, I guess. I don't know if any of you
guys
do that.
No, I do that too.
A little toe.
What'd you say, Patty?
Little toe.
I do that too a lot of times. We are toe grippers.
I am a toe gripper. I grab things with my feet all the time and, like, I pick it. It's so funny, but my kids laugh at me because I've always done this. You know, even when they were little, I would grab things with my feet and, like, put it on the counter with my foot, you know, especially when the kids were little and I was holding them. I would grab, like a shirt or something off the floor and pick it up and put it on the counter with my foot. Or you know, whatever the case may be, you know, put it in the hamper or whatever. And even it is hilarious. And now I have this, if my hands are full and there's a piece of, I have puppies or, you know, we now have five dogs because our brother-in-law and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law live here and they have a puppy. So we already had four. Now we have five. And so there's constantly something being torn up or whatever because the two youngest dogs are puppies, and they're constantly tearing up stuff. So if my hands are full and I see something on the floor, I have one of those trash cans where you have to step on the pedal and it raises the lid. So I step on the lid with one foot, and I have in my other foot the whatever it is I'm going to throw away, and I throw it away with my feet.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God, I love it.
And my
right on the barefootislegal.org page, there's a whole, which I think somebody posted it yesterday about, it was Nick probably, that what is said about driving barefoot and how it, you know, people think it's so illegal and everything else. You can find that there. You guys saw that post, right?
Yeah, I didn't know that, you know, law, you know, concerning driving included, you know, the necessity of having a shoe on. I mean, you know that they have X-ray vision. They can see you doing that. But
it's one of those, oh, wait, let, oh, okay. He's pulling me over for my taillight or, here, let me just, yeah.
No, that's just an extra to tack on there, yeah.
Right.
Right, well, I guess I need to get pulled over every other, you know, every day, you know, that I'm not wearing shoes because I would have a stockpile of tickets.
I think everyone would, you know, especially when you're going long distance. My wife and I would like to take long trips, and there's no way I can drive with a shoe on, flip-flops. That's just begging for an accident, seriously.
So dangerous.
I don't know about you guys. It was like, even before I came a full-time barefooter, it was like I would get a weird burning sensation starting from my heel if I had my shoes on, if I was driving with my shoes on. I would have to take my shoes off. I don't know what the deal was with that, but it was like, but I don't know if it was the pressure, like a pressure sensation from the shoe or what, but from having it in that position, because I don't like to use cruise control because I guess I'm a control freak, and I like to have to pedal myself, so I feel like I'm in control of my car. So I would take off my shoes. Because it would burn my feet. It may have something to do with my condition. I'm not sure. Because that sounds more, it does sound like a mood issue, but it was like.
I think it's just a natural thing. Again, people don't, most people don't know just how intricate their feet are, you know, and they're meant for control, stability, dexterity, balance. You know, it's a natural instinct. That's what they're for. People sticking them in socks and then putting those socks inside the slidey shoe and then have to cinch it really, really, really tight. And then the shoe has all this material between you and the ground. You're going to be twisting ankles. Your center of gravity is going to be off. Your balance is going to be off, and shoe companies are going to be laughing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, when it comes to footwear, it's about safety. So, yeah, firemen, soldiers, sure, please wear protective gear. Absolutely. That's the nature of what's going on over there. But as far as everything else, really?
Right. Well, Kat, as you were saying about, like, balance and stability and stuff like that, after I got off work today and I went to meet my landlord in town to pay him, I'm standing there, you know, barefooted, of course, and I am just, like, stumbling all over because now my body's trying to get readjusted after, you know, 6 days straight of wearing these boots. Eight, 9 hours, you know, a night. And now here I have no shoes on, and I'm just like I look like a drunken, staggering sailor.
I'm really going to hate to see what happens whenever I go to put on shoes for the first time. And because, you know, as you guys know, I'm going on 4 months of not having one, a single flip-flop or shoe.
This is so awesome.
That is awesome. I'm jelly on you.
So I'm not sure if, you know, how I'm going to, I know it's coming because I can't, I can't do cold because I have brain on. So I'm going to try to find me some moccasins, some rubber, you know, without the rubber bottom, because I still want to feel that connection with the earth.
Absolutely.
Do we have somebody with us? Kaliki?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm working on something here.
Okay.
But
yeah, we need to make those coins or something like we talked about, stickers or something, because you've gone, we're so proud of, you know, you got into it, you jumped right into it, you've been doing it, and we want to hear people's stories like that. And you're like, I committed to this, and I've gotten to this time, and, you know, here's some barefoot stickers or something for the, we feel so proud for anybody doing that and committing to it.
Well, I was working with that guy from Torn Glass to make some, you know, barefoot blown glass pendants, and I got to get back with him. He was all on board for it, really gung-ho, excited, and then he just fizzled out. So I'm going to follow back up with him because I think that would be something really cool like that.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
So, yeah, maybe later on what I'll do is I'll go ahead and contact him, you know, via Facebook and stuff and see where he's at with it. Maybe he's forgotten because I do see him all the time on there doing different projects and stuff like that. It syncs with me working third shift because my window of doing things are so limited. So I pray y'all, hopefully I get this daytime, you know, job. I can transfer to day shift and actually have a life and be more involved in our cause again.
So we have a very special person with us right now. He is our very own Nick. I don't know how to say your last name. Nick B.
I'm so special you can't pronounce my last name.
Hey, Nick.
Think you got to think German. Go back to German class.
Deutschman.
Deutsch. There you go.
Oh, I'm
German too.
My whole life, I have always won the who has the most German last name. Nobody can beat me on that one. Because Deutschmann means German man. So I mean.
Oh
it's like
wow!
The,
okay.
Right. It's the only thing I get.
Excellent.
How is everyone today?
Good, how are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
Hi.
I have to admit that it's kind of cloudy and crummy in Minneapolis today, so I'm going to hang out on the phone instead of go play with my boat.
Pretty cloudy and overcast here, too. So, but it's a nice, cool, mild day here in Georgia, so I'm enjoying it. It's better than the heat, I will say that. So, how you been? It's been a little while since you've joined us.
I know. I've been having to do this whole work thing. You know, you gotta make money to. I know. You gotta. For some reason, the landlord, he wants his rent payment every month, and
damn landlord.
I got all these kids pulling on my pant legs, going, "Daddy, I'm hungry." Okay, fine. Well, I know I fed you yesterday, but.
I'm so glad mine are moving out. Wait,
darn kids and landlords.
I've been doing right. They're scared of me. So when they come up in the driveway, you know, I'm just like, no, Lee. No, I'm just kidding. No, I've been doing 65-hour weeks. I've been doing 65-hour weeks. So yeah, today I got a Saturday off. So.
Wow, you've been working your tail off.
I know. So for our listeners, Nick takes care of, like, he's like a lot of things, but the complaint department, if you will, and he works very, very hard, for BIL all the time. So for him to work full-time like that and devote his time, we just appreciate you so much.
Well,
we
thank
really
you so
do.
Much. I really enjoy doing it. It's not that, you know, it's sad that folks have to deal with some of these, you know, minions. I like how Proof says it. You know, you got these $11 an hour minions. But I enjoy contacting these corporate entities because normally we have a nice conversation. And 9 times out of 10 so far I've contacted them. They're like, wow, really? I didn't know this was a thing. And I'm like, it's becoming a big thing. And then we have a personal discussion amongst who I'm speaking with. And they're like, well, wow, this sounds really good. It's really helped you? I'm like, yeah, it's really helped me. And it's something to look into. And, you know, most of them are considering, except for Dollar General. Yes, I said that word.
I don't understand. General here in LJ, they don't give me no problems up here in the North Georgia Mountains. I mean, I guess maybe it is. They're so used to me, except like I had shared last week how one of the guys told me, I just broke glass. And I'm like looking like, all right, where the hell is this glass? And I pretty much saw, I said, look, if I cut myself, that's on me, not you. And then he was apologetic and stuff, and I was just like, not listening.
Well, I don't know.
He's
it's
not hearing it. Yeah, it depends.
Yeah, people just think, Nick,
where we are. You know, I am too. I don't have a problem, but you seem to get that. That's one of your top ones all the time. It's shocking.
Right.
It is. And,
so
and the discussion I've had with Dollar General, I won't speak to them anymore.
I just had one of the Golden Corral higher-ups come up to me and ask me if I had shoes, and then I had to explain it to him. And he's like, you know, I've never heard of that. And I'm like, yeah, OSHA only applies to the workers here, the employees, because you work here. And the people back there, they need the non-slip shoes because they're in the kitchen, you know, constantly slapping the food around. Out here, we don't. And he's like, oh, I'm going to have to research that. So I'm like, yeah, go to barefootedlegal.org.
Yeah, very cool.
I wanted to tell him that I was on with the show right now. But he had to skitter away and you know, handle his business. It was interesting. This just happened.
That is
Two, three weeks ago now, I was in Aurora, Colorado on vacation. And my family went to Golden Corral, and my daughter and myself were barefoot. Not even a weird glance from anybody. It's so selective on where you're at as to who approaches you. It's kind of strange.
Yeah.
It is.
You were in Colorado, after all.
Well, I know. It's a little progressive there, which is fun. You know?
I guess so.
Yeah.
But good gracious, don't go to the fresh start in Wyoming. Oh my goodness.
Really?
Right?
I haven't been treated like that in quite some time, and I was really shocked by it. I'm like, really, lady? You're gonna be that obstinate and mean to me because I wanna give you money but I don't have any shoes? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Oh, I flipped.
I said they didn't know who they were messing with, Nick. They just didn't know.
They didn't, and they're ignoring my messages, and I can't quite figure out why. I'm gonna keep sending them.
They're sick of hearing from you, and they'll have to answer you eventually. So irritate them. Which you're good at.
Oh, yeah.
You know? That's why.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we get the response that we get, and you know, changes that we have because you're that guy.
I don't
just
let up. Quick Trip. Well, there's two different corporations. There's the Quick Trip that's spelled Q with starts with a Q, and there's the
right.
Quick Trip in my area. They seem to be more Midwestern, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa. That starts with a K. I've talked with the Quick Trip that starts with a K, and the guy really has got me all jazzed up and excited. He looked into it. He researched it. I sent him some links, and he found like 10 of his own. And he gets back to me, and it was this really long, drawn-out email. I'm reading through it, and I'm like, wow, this is neat. A corporation actually listened, and they're going to spend some time internally researching it. And then I get to the last paragraph.
Makes
However,
sense.
But we feel blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, really? You're concerned about what all the other customers are going to think and say and do, but you don't care about the one that's talking to you right now.
Right.
Weird.
And then he kind of had a couple of condescending remarks towards me, and I'm like, all right, fine. You don't want me to correspond with you anymore? Well, now I'm going to take that as a challenge. So about every 2 weeks, I send him my receipts.
Good. That's excellent.
I told the manager at the one store. I said, here's what I do. I work construction. I drive, you know, 120 miles a day for work, and I deliver pizzas. Do you know how much gas I use?
Right?
Yeah,
right,
but whatever.
Whatever.
So. It is, and that's what you do. That's why you're just, it's so incredible that, you know, so you're bugging is getting a response, because pretty soon they're just going to say, well, we just need to handle this because it won't go away. And that seems to be what's happening. Although, you know, it's irritating to have to do that, but what other choice do we have? We want to be heard.
It is what it is. That's the thing. We want to be heard. So, when you know. So you guys were talking about driving. That subject kind of popped up in the last week again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you posted it. I saw that.
Yeah. If you don't mind that we backtrack just slightly.
Go ahead. Yes, please.
I've been doing it for years. I take it upon myself. As you can tell, I'm not afraid to talk to people. If I'm pumping gas or if I'm somewhere or wherever, I like asking random law enforcement officers. They're just standing there looking around. I'd be like, hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for being out there and keeping the community safe. And, you know, and then I say, can I ask you a question? Just doing a random research project. Is it legal to drive barefoot? And they both kind of look at each other and they kind of think about it and they go, yeah, it must be, because there ain't nothing in our books that say you can't. And
never was.
I talked to two sheriff's deputies here about a week ago. And the one guy's like, he says, do you know how many people I've stopped and I've asked them what's going on in their car, why they were driving erratically? And they say, oh, because my flip-flop got stuck or my heel got stuck in the floor mat. He says, it's much better to drive barefoot. It's safer to drive barefoot than with those shoes. And he says, you know, now winter's getting cold. He had a whole thing for me. He's like, well, now winter's coming and everybody's going to throw on those big heavy boots. I really wish they wouldn't in their cars or their trucks. I'm like, wow, you're the coolest cop I've ever met.
Right.
So, yeah. We're hoping to. We want to get to see. I have a confession. Some of you know it. My computer puked.
Mm.
And I've been, yeah. Everything is on there. Everything. I'm trying to look for other resources or other places I may have put some of my work, but it's not. It's gone. It's all on that computer. I know. And we've been trying to find some way to get it repaired. And you know, I packed it up and I brought it down to the Geek Squad. They're the computer fix it people for Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me some obnoxious amount of dollar amount. And I'm like, really, fellas? What, $500? Come on, you know, for you to go click, click, click. So I didn't even bother with him. Well, I've got a guy I work with at the pizza store. He's a computer nut. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll take care of it. Oh, sweet. So I brought it up to his house. He took a look at it. He's like, oh, yeah, actually, oh, you're in luck, man. We can save everything. I'm like, oh, good gracious. Thank you so much. Well, you know, you give something to your friend that he's going to fix it, and then 2 weeks later, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm getting to that, man. I'm really sorry. I haven't done much about it. So that's the stage I'm at right now with it. But as soon as I get it back, you guys know how much work we're going to have, a lot.
Right.
Which is fine.
Right.
But I've been really kind of bummed out about how slow the states have been to respond. On our health department letters.
Yeah.
We've gotten a few back, and then once I get my computer back, I can remember who had what list and stuff, and if we got to kind of start over, so be it. But what's that?
No, I have one of those partial lists, and there seems to be a disconnect on their end, on the governmental side, because it's not just the blanket term health department. There are various offices that you kind of have to hop through that handle such a thing statewide, if you just want the state letter. There are local ordinances and so forth, but those only pertain to certain businesses that have decided, you know, that particular detail of the customer's experiences is viable. But as far as the quote-unquote health department, there isn't such an entity in every state, is what I found.
Right, like Minnesota, for example, was really easy. Minnesota Department of Health, boom, I contacted them. I had a letter right away. Other states are like what you said. There's the, you know, there's the Georgia Health Department, but yet they have so many different offices. Which one particularly pertains to the food industry is different than just Georgia Health Department. So that's something we got to figure out.
So, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I've already done it for that because I was one of the people involved in the letters too. And I'm just going to redo it all. I don't care. I'm just going to redo it. Just redo it.
Well, sitting in my computer, I don't want to say rewrote it. Proof did a great job of putting a baseline letter out there. We kind of reworded it a little bit just to sound, like, hey, we really would like this response. And once I can get back in there, I can send that back out. But I know our next project is going back to the driving thing, is contacting every state's highway patrol department or, you know, state police, whatever it may be in that particular state. And get a written statement from them.
Right.
So if you look anything, maybe I should do the Georgia one. My girlfriend is a police officer, so I could probably get the proper channel for Georgia.
Well,
excellent.
Great. Perfect. Perfect. I think, over time, what I'd like to see is a lot of the members step up and say, hey, the Barefoot is Legal team will take care of the states. The members out there, whatever city or county you live in, maybe they could step up and they could write their city and say, hey, is there anything on your books that say this? The city of whomever. I've already contacted the county. What's that, Patty?
That's awesome. That's what we need to do. Like you said, is start going, start finding out where people are located and say, hey, will you do this? Go, just write, your city.
Write your city, yep. I've already contacted the county I live in, so maybe there's a lot of folks out there among the membership who could do the city they live in and maybe the county they live in.
Mm-hmm.
Contact the county sheriff's office. I think the more information we have from every possible law enforcement agency and have documentation of that, there will never be a question again if somebody says, oh, you can't drive barefoot. Oh, well, let me show you something that proves otherwise, because I have letters from 172 law enforcement agencies that say different.
Right.
That is a great idea.
So,
And that's the thing with people having the questions, like the new members or new listeners too. I mean, just shoot a question out there to all of us and somebody will answer you. We really try to pay attention to the questions that people are asking, and we really try to get to the bottom of it and help you out in any way that we can. And if you do want to help, put that out there too. And we can say, okay, you're located here. We need some help with this, or we need help with that. Obviously, we welcome anybody that wants to volunteer their time. That's how we get things done.
Yeah,
you know?
This is activism. This is something that you are doing, for yourself, of course, initially, but you're doing it for everyone else around you. They need to know, really.
And the group as a whole. Yeah.
Absolutely. The group as a whole. Yeah. The community as a whole.
It's a movement.
If there's any new members listening in today, I just want to say there is never a dumb question that you could ask. You're new. You don't know. It's like when I taught Taekwondo classes, people always felt dumb that they couldn't kick, they couldn't punch. And I always told every single white belt who came to my class, and I would say, please ask. You don't know how. You're learning.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, You don't feel like it's a dumb question. I ask all kinds of questions. I'm a pretty smart fella, but hey, guess what? I don't know everything.
Right.
I got to ask a question to find out, just like any one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Nick, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you have, a basic template letter that people could follow that would help them get this letter to places, to the counties or whatever, that they could use as an example? So it sounds diplomatic and And, you know, because people feel dumb sometimes or intimidated trying to contact, you know, law enforcement places and trying to get answers like that.
I haven't drafted a letter for the law enforcement agencies as of yet. Proof wants to take one project at a time, which is fine. That's understandable because we don't want to bog ourselves down. But that's very soon. And as soon as I get my PC back in my home, I can start jamming stuff out. But you'd actually be surprised how well the government agencies, the ones that I've spoken to anyways, they're more than willing to ask a question. I think a lot of them sit at their desk and they're bored as stumps to do what they're doing, and then all of a sudden here's a brand new question, and they answer them. You know, don't be intimidated by these folks. I think the more intimidation comes from these corporate entities, because you know you're talking to a $1 billion operation, and they're like, what? One dude wants to shop barefoot in my store? Yeah, get out of here. I ain't got time for you. You know. But the government's working. They're still kind of working for us. I mean, they're answering the questions if you get into the right department, and they're usually generally very nice about it. So.
Oh, that's good.
Right on. No, and I think a lot of times that we make people, you know, bigger than they actually are. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You're probably right.
We may, you know, like say for instance your boss and stuff at work, you know, we put them on this high pedestal, and in all actuality, we need to keep everybody and know that everybody is all at the same level, no matter how rich, how poor, what, you know, what statue you are in your work. Bring them down to your level.
Yeah, because they're just people just like us.
Exactly. And I guess that's like when I go out and about companies and stuff like that, and I have people come up to me, you know, I'm not intimidated by anybody because I'll be like, wow, this is, you know, right here it is, because I'm not making them bigger than, you know, who they actually are.
Right, we all got the same color blood.
Amen.
Not me. I'm green.
John, yours is green.
Oh my God.
I've got
whatever
glow in the day green.
You've got predator blood.
It glows in the daylight. It's awesome.
Glows in the daylight.
You know, liberate the earthlings. Seriously, I know there's. I mean, we have so many members in the just in the Facebook group alone. So many of them are just lurkers, and a few of them, like maybe what's the average, about 7 per week. One will come up, yeah, I've been lurking here for a while, and I didn't want to say anything, but blah, 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 blah. Don't be shy. I mean, look at the group you're with. We have everybody from all walks of life, just about every country in the nation. I think one of them sounded off from Israel, who's in Israel right now.
Yep, I see.
Like, I'm a barefooter, and I'm like, yeah, okay, that's cool. And I see you're also a gamer.
I have a theory.
You know, what's that?
I have a theory on the lurkers.
Members. You hear me?
We missed that.
I said we just broke 73,000 members.
73,000 or 100?
7,300.
Yay!
Right on.
If we had 73,000, man, I mean, that's a great goal.
Right.
Right
there.
Oh. Y'all know I ain't right, so
it's fine.
Hey, I've got a theory
awesome?
On the lurkers.
It is awesome.
Two things. My theory on the lurkers is people are weird about bare feet, and I think they're nervous because everybody. Their whole life has said, oh, my gosh, you can't take your shoes off. Now, all of a sudden, they're in this group that says, take them off, come on. And they're kind of like, what, really? Maybe there's some conflict in their head because of the societal norm, and they don't want to say anything.
The other thing we talk about, too, Katmer and Kaliki and Patty, I mean, the commercials – you guys, we watch commercials, you know. Wouldn't it be so great if we do end up finding a sponsor that, you know, you see these commercials, and I think now they're really targeting for people to laugh at commercials, you know, because people are just bothered by them in general. But they're trying to make the people laugh, and I said, wouldn't that be just most excellent if there was a commercial out there with the sponsor that, you know, welcomed us, and then bam, we get a commercial or something like that. I mean, just can you imagine how that would go if it was
Walmart?
I mean, that, right.
From Walmart and our Facebook group page and on our website, barefootislegal.org.
Mm-hmm.
We have it from them, so they would be most excellent.
Mm-hmm.
See, all these corporations are missing out on great marketing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Come to Walmart. We have the cleanest, most comfortable floors you could ever imagine in town. It feels like home when you're shopping at our store.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, love it.
You're hired,
right?
Yeah, you're hired.
Sweet. I'll move to Arkansas tomorrow, and I will start producing a commercial, and everybody in the store will be barefoot.
I'm telling you, why not? So what?
And then we can have
I don't know why not.
Every cashier can have a Serenity rug hanging out at their register.
Really?
What? that would be so awesome.
That would be right? Absolutely.
It's an incentive.
Well, you guys, we need to take a short break, and we shall return. Are you going to hang out with us, Nick?
Yeah, you got me the whole show this time.
Sweet. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right. Well, everybody hang out, and we shall return with in just a few minutes. We're just going to take a short break, and we will be right back.
Hi, everyone. Here is a sponsor that you can help save yourself some money and find new places to check out. Save Around is a very popular coupon book throughout most major U.S. cities. With Save Around, you get buy one, get one free restaurants, discounts on many department stores, car rentals, flowers, etc. With Save Around, you not only fund our network, you help fund your family and save yourself some money while eating out. I have a family of four. A decent meal is upwards of $60 for us, and if I could save $10 to $15 while taking out the family, I am very happy. You can view these books in your area before buying. Please check out freedomizerradio.com and our barefootislegal.org website for the link. Check out the new book, click on your city, and in a few days, you will be saving yourself some cash with your new Save Around book.
Aloha, this is Katmir Stone of Freedomizer Radio. I was born and raised in the Caribbean tropical coast and enjoyed living along the Blue Ridge Mountains of Appalachia, both places where Mother Nature rules and shoes are optional. Now living in the ninth largest metropolitan area in the United States, I'm surprised that more people don't realize that their health would improve if they just took off their shoes and relaxed. Yes, even in the middle of downtown. Bunions, hammer toes, atrophied pinkies, fungus issues, weak structure. All these foot problems caused by shoes are simply due to the fact that people don't know that being barefoot is not just the natural, comfortable solution, it's legal. That's right, Freedomizers. We at barefootislegal.org host a weekly radio show where we discuss the many health benefits and zero laws concerning going barefoot. Join Nicola, Kiliki Claybaugh, Patty Peaceful, and yours truly, Katmir Stone, every Saturday starting at 10:30 a.m. Pacific, 1:30 p.m. Eastern for Barefoot is Legal Radio. Hashtag Freedomizer Radio, hashtag Shoes Ruined My Feet, hashtag Barefoot is Legal. .org.
Play on, play it. Play on, play it. your dream drop reverse. I like the way you grow with no pesticides. I got to box it up. I like the way you grow it so locally. I got to box it up. I like the way you grow it with no GMOs. I like the way you twerk it. No diggity, no doubt.
We've got squash and peas, calling it a pack for all your bees. Melons you wanna squeeze. Yes, please. Yes, please.
Search YouTube for Freaks of the Garden, peacefulbelly.com. Support your local organic farmer.
Hello, hello, everybody. We are back.
Howdy, howdy. Aloha.
Aloha. We're back. We're back here joined with Nick, our complaint department, among other things that he helps with on everything barefoot related. Hey, Nick.
Hello. I got to say, I'm from Minnesota, so I have to say, eh.
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 Hey.
How you guys doing?
Well, I was gonna me and Finn, we were gonna take out the boat. And Nina's gonna cook hot dish.
Oh my goodness, you are hilarious.
You.
Okay.
Hello, Kevin. How you doing today?
Hi.
Oh my goodness. Hold on.
Hello.
Hello, Kevin. How you doing?
Oh,
can you hear me now?
Hello,
can you hear me?
Kevin.
Hi to everybody.
Hi.
How you doing, bro?
I thought you were unmuted. I'm sorry, darling.
No, it's okay. Good afternoon to Mr. Nick.
Hello, Kevin.
How you doing? I will say that down here in Virginia, the weather's really nice right now. It's like unbelievable.
Nice.
Rub it in. All these people that like fall, what's with you?
What?
Do you understand what fall? No, do you understand what fall means in Minnesota? It's going to get freezing cold.
Yeah,
oh,
it is,
but I want my pumpkins. No, bring summer all year.
Fall is
hey, what's your weather? Bare feet on the leaves. Come on now. You quit it. Stop it.
Okay.
Well,
it's
okay,
awesome.
Yes, that is the only thing that's exciting about it. But then, like, come November 1st, bring back the sun in the 90s.
Okay,
true.
Yes,
Paul? Hey, for listeners, Kevin's is one of our number one fans. He calls in all the time, and he helps us with Barefoot Legal everything. He promotes the show weekly, which we absolutely 100% appreciate. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yes, no, it is no problem. You know what I'm saying? I do like to help the cause. You know, and of course, as far as the weather concerned, yeah, I won't be saying is when December rolls around. Yeah, it does get as low as like the 20s, you know. But despite the fact that it gets down in 20s, I'm still out there on the track, doing my workout when everybody else has pretty much disappeared during the winter time. So I'd be out there in my shorts and sometimes a sweat top, you know, if it really gets to that point. You know, now last winter I was trying to build up cold weather tolerance. You know, I tried to go as long as I can without a jacket. You know, I got as far as I can until I was like screw it, I'm putting my jacket back on.
Right on.
But,
hey, Kevin, I just wanted to, this is Daddy Peaceful. I just wanted to tell you I really enjoyed the video you did the other day. You were walking out and about. That was really awesome. Thanks for sharing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that was just like, you know, I'm on, you know, vacation and whatever, and I figured, you know, why not? I just needed something to do. Now, a couple of months ago, I found this trail that's some X amount of minutes that's down the street. So I'm like, okay, you know, why not take some pictures? And it just dawned on me to make a video since I'm out here all by myself and ain't really nobody in sight. So I just took a quick walk until my video stopped, and I didn't realize it went for that long.
Right. Well, it's great that you're doing that and stuff, because there's a lot of newbies that are joining our group and stuff, and you do a lot of promoting and stuff for Barefoot is Legal. I personally want to thank you for that, because there's a lot of times me working third shift that I'm not able, you know, I might miss stuff, and you always tag us in it so that I can go back and I can see what's going on. So kudos
very
to you,
helpful.
Buddy.
Yeah, because the thing about the newbies is that, you know, just like I was saying, you know, I've been on here and you know, only been barefooted around the house, and, you know, I haven't went into the stories yet, so I just need a little boost or some encouragement. So that's when I post some pictures and be like, you know, here's some encouragement. You know what I'm saying? So, and going back to last week, I had an appointment to go to, and I was contemplating on should I wear my bare bottoms or not? You know, because I'd never been to this spot before. So I'm like, no, I'll freak it. I'll just go in barefoot and hope it'll spark up a conversation. You know, so when I got to my appointment with the person that I went to my appointment, had my appointment with, it's like this lady didn't even like see it or didn't even notice it. It was like I went through my whole entire appointment and she made no mention. It's like she didn't even notice. So like, okay, sweet, right on. You know, I went to another church. You know, first person I met was a pastor, and same thing. Nobody made no mention of it. So I probably would expect that, because, you know, it's church. You know,
right.
And at the end of the service, you know, the pastor's son was like, "Oh, you're barefoot?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm comfortable." He's like, "Okay, just making sure." No, that's and the next night. I was sitting next to a former military person who didn't even notice I was barefoot until we actually sat next to each other. He was like, "Oh, barefoot?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, that's kind of awkward. Never seen that before." Like,
yeah.
You know, no one said after that.
My friend, but we got a lot to discuss and get out there for everybody. I just wanted to have you on there for, you know, a few, and we haven't been able to get you on, and, you know, being that we got
Nick on,
you can say hi to him. So thank you very much. Such a dedicated listener and stuff like
that. Yeah, like I said, that's cool. You know, I mean, also just one real quick last story. Of course, I went to Walmart, you know, and no issues as always, as we talked about, and Nick knows about Walmart too.
I went to
anybody know about, anybody have Kroger in their area?
No.
I went to Kroger this week, and and I went to the produce section where this employee was like, well, you know, our floors are kind of dirty. You probably wouldn't be barefoot.
No,
it turns out I was talking to the store manager by accident. I quote these words out of his mouth. He said, "Well, I am not going to make you leave." You know, then I tell him how it was a pleasure to shop into his store and how you let your customers enjoy the ultimate shopping experience. And he said, you know, I'm glad to have you and stuff like that.
Sweetie, because we really got a lot to talk about on the show today. But I thank you so much for sharing all your stories, and I thank you so much for your dedication.
All right.
Thanks, Kevin.
What are we doing about now, sweetie?
I think we – did we lose Kat? I think he got dropped, and I'm not sure if we got him back yet. But when Kevin was talking about the Krogers, yes, you, there you are. You have Kroger, right? You rock Kroger all the time.
Yeah, I have two stores near me, one north, one south of where I live, and I go there barefoot. I don't even bother with my ribbons anymore there. It's just, I don't know. It's just how it is, and I don't have like a particular day or time when I go. I just go when I need to, and I've had zero issues. I have zero issues with Kroger. I go, the exception of today got pointed out to me by somebody at Golden Corral while Nick was speaking. But he said the health department, and I said no state health department has ever mentioned it. However, OSHA may have told this particular place of business something about footwear, but that pertains only to employees, not customers.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, that's right. I never thought about it like that. And I'm like, yeah, well, and I told him I'm with a legal advocacy group called Barefoot is Legal. You can check out our website, barefootislegal.org. You can research it there as well. We have all the links. And he said, okay. And then he just walked off, and I went ahead and I got my food.
Excellent.
Like, really, I don't have all the issues
awesome.
That people do. Like quick. Yeah.
So we have this thing that we need to talk about called this gathering that we need to do real soon.
Yeah. We're all gonna get together and hang out and be barefoot and stuff.
Mhm.
And yeah. We're
going to the beach.
Beach? Oh my God! I wish.
The lake?
No,
well, there's a couple of.
How many?
Oh,
how many members do we
have?
We got,
okay.
We got 7,300 members, so that means about 7,200 should make it to the event, and we're all gonna go to the mall.
Right on.
Oh, I meant.
One mall? All the malls.
I'm married. I think that October is supposed to be like a meetup
month.
A meetup month.
Meetup month. Yeah.
So, I mean, this is
Georgia
on a much
people.
Smaller scale. We're first talking about the smaller scale meetup, and then we're going to talk about the larger scale meetup, and then, of
mm-hmm.
course, the documentary. So we have a ton to cram into this last 28 minutes and 33 seconds.
Okay.
28 minutes and 33 seconds. Here we go. October. Let's everybody in the States get together, man. How fun would that be?
That would be amazing.
I've gotten to meet up with a couple of folks in my area a couple times, and it was a blast. One time we went to a cafe restaurant, and another time we went out for a barefoot hike. And you know, we hit up the gas station and stuff before we went out in the woods. But it'd be great to. I mean, I know that some people think they're all alone, but they're not. And
even if it's a couple of people,
two people, go have lunch.
A meetup
your wife
is a meetup.
Your it
yeah,
is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, buddy.
One person barefoot in an establishment raises eyebrows. they come thinking you're drunk or something. Two people, they're kind of like, well, there's a couple weirdos, but I don't know. But if you can do three, that's the magic number. Three people,
right.
Adults, barefoot, in an establishment, people will start thinking, hey, this must be something. But seriously,
mm-hmm.
that's what it is.
And
but,
meetups are meetups, like we said, so do it. Like, if you're going to get together and it is something really small or you got, you know, 3 to 10 or whatever, 12, we just want to hear about it. And we're just kind of making proofs, putting out there that October is, you know, that's a meetup month. So
meetup,
you know,
month.
Meetup month. Start interacting with your fellow barefooters. You know, reach out to them. They'll reach back, I'm pretty sure.
When they come back out, you can, okay?
Sorry, I got little ones I've been talking to. But, yeah, what about the big meetups? Where's that?
The big meetup?
You guys planning aren't we planning like a nationwide one? Or did I spill the beans?
Yeah, it's like
now?
A convention / festival. And what the plan is, you know, obviously we need to make it happen, and that requires, you know, when you put together something like this, which we're calling like convention / festival because it will have music and vendors and it would be representing as a whole Freedomizer Radio, but then, you know, barefoot is legal and we have a bunch of shows within Freedomizer, but have it be all barefooters and everything else where barefoot is legal because that's part of Freedomizer because we have our show. So obviously we need things to happen in that manner. You know, we want people to come up forward and help us out with, we need to get it organized. We need to donate money. We need money, you know, we need to get this happening and rolling. So how many members do we have?
We have 7,300.
Right.
Oh,
so if
geez,
you
want
a cup
talking.
Of coffee, yeah, if you can, you know, other people are better at that part of it. So Kat or Christy or Patty, I mean,
we need to
your thoughts on that.
Too, because see, the thing of it is anytime they post something about it, we only have approximately, I don't know, 8 to 12 members even like or comment on it, and that's nowhere
mm-hmm.
near enough interest, you know, and
right.
and that and it's really frustrating in a way because we have so many members and we have a lot of people that are really passionate about this. I don't know
mm-hmm.
if it's not getting enough attention, so we do definitely as a whole, and like you said, we need to keep this at the top of the page somehow.
Right.
Yeah,
keep it
I have
at
an
the
idea.
Top of the page.
I have an idea.
What's
the,
your idea? Go.
Well, I LARP. I dress up in funny costumes and bop other people in the head with pool noodles for fun. but this particular group, on their header, they have the logo off on one side, and then on the other side, they have the schedule of events for the rest of the year. We could just pop the ad for this big shindig. Just up there.
Mm-hmm.
We just need a new graphic up on top. It doesn't have to supersede the pinned post because we need the pinned post there.
Right.
You know, we have to work within Facebook's parameters. So if we could just change the graphic and put the ad up there and then direct people towards the website,
mm-hmm.
we'll get it done. They will know that there is a large gathering.
The problem is we got to have the funding to get it rolling. You know what I mean?
To book the venue and location. Location is obviously big. I mean, what has been out there is Dave's looking into, like, the San Diego area, which people are saying, well, I'm not going to be – there's people saying, well, I'm not going to be able to afford that. However, this is something that we're looking to have happen next summer. So it's something that could be planned ahead for. And location right now is not – tagged and booked because we need the funding to do so. So I'm just putting that out there. It is going to be, there's going to be that amount of time for everybody to get involved, whether you want to be a vendor or whether you want to volunteer or whether you are interested in sponsoring, et cetera, just let us know. And in the interim, like Kat's saying, we can work on these areas where you can specifically go and see it and know how to get involved.
One thing I already noticed too is there was a couple of folks that said, there was one lady in my area, she says, oh, that's too far of a drive, I won't be able to make it. And then I said, you know what, I messaged her, I reposted, I replied to her comment. I said, yeah, maybe, you know, let's not since we have so much time to plan, I thought about renting a van, get one of those 15-passenger vans.
Yeah.
And,
oh my gosh.
Hey, if you live, you know, if you live a couple hours north of me, for example, park your car in my driveway, jump in the van.
Yeah.
We gotta go pick up Tiffany down in Mountain Lake, and then we're gonna swing over to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and we gotta pick up a couple folks there. And then there was a lady in Nebraska that needs a ride. Sweet, there you go.
This
van's
is all
cool.
Stuff that we can. You can rent
no,
a bus. You can rent
bus.
A charter bus. You can do all
there's
that stuff.
It's a bus.
Yeah,
yeah.
Instead of spending, you know what, it would cost $500 for me to drive out there and back. Well, let's put 15 people in a van. Maybe not 15. It'd be kind of smelly. But, you know, whatever.
I was thinking that.
You know, 10 or 12 people in a van sharing the expense. And, you know, it doesn't have to equal out, too, because I know some people just won't be able to make it. Hey, if you can throw $100 at the trip and I can throw in $400 at the trip and this guy can throw in a couple hundred, our drive out is paid for.
Exactly.
You know, and then everybody can go.
Yeah.
And that's where the local meetups happen. Yeah. Totally.
How awesome.
It's going to be more than one day, you guys. This is going to be like a two-day thing. So you can plan like your vacation around it or your long weekend or what have you. It's not just not for the day. We're doing this. We're going large. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So
these meetups we do are going to definitely promote the fact, you know, these small meetups essential for our big meetup, and we need to do them. We need to try to do more than just one, of course. If we're going to have a chance on making this huge meetup happen this coming year. But, I mean, so what if it gets – I mean, even if it gets pushed to the following year, we need to grab the attention of as many people as we can that are interested in this, because that's what's essentially going to, in the long run, make this happen. It's going to be a thing, whether it be this year or next year.
Because this is the first time we're doing it. So we need the news outlet to go, hey, what's going on? And then the news outlet will see it. And then if we can do it maybe every year or every other year, it'll just get bigger and bigger and bigger, because more news outlets will see, hey, these guys are out doing this. We should report on this. Next thing you know, we can go anywhere. And the stores are like, oh, hello.
And when we do our small things, you know, we need to take it on ourselves to either, if we even handwrite the Barefoot is Legal, you know, make little cards on, I mean, if we have to handwrite it, you know, with the Barefoot is Legal information to hand out to people.
Grassroots, baby.
You know, wherever we gather, wherever we go, and people are looking at us like, you know, here, Barefoot is Legal, you know, whatever we got to do, spread the word. I post our pictures of our gatherings and on our Facebooks, our regular Facebooks and all that, you know, and just, you know, show what a good time we're having and what kind of friends we're making and just let it be known. That's what we got to do.
But, yeah, I'm totally excited about us doing, you know, our small meet and greet in October. And, you know, like we've all discussed, we're going to have the show, all of us in the same room, cutting up. So all of you out there that's listening and stuff, you know, we'd like to hear some of your feedback of how you enjoy the show and stuff. So whomever's listening out there, shoot any of us, you know, an inbox or what have you, and let us know, you know, do you like the show? Where can we improve? Maybe I'll get my voice back eventually.
No, it'd be wonderful to know how many people out there are listening to our banter.
I would love to know that.
Yeah. Blog Talk Radio has analytics for that, and it's in the thousands. I've friended a couple of people in two separate lists that were posted concerning that as far as Georgia. I know I added
added four people in, and hopefully they're listening. And if they're not, I will repost on Facebook and put that up on my page. Just having the meetup. We have to get together. Okay, you're not the only one in your neighborhood that knows what's up concerning shoes and bare feet. Let's just put our heads together. We can do this.
I know up here in the North Georgia mountains and stuff, and everybody that listens knows that I work third shift at a chicken processing plant, and I just want to say hey to some of my coworkers that they do listen to the show and stuff like that, and I really appreciate their support and stuff just here locally in LJ, Georgia, because they're really getting out there and throwing off those shoes more and more.
That's awesome. Well, I have no idea anybody that I know listens to this show. Which it kind of makes me nervous now thinking about it. But I do know that a lot of my friends are in the group, and of course my daughter, she's actually come on the show before, if y'all remember. She was
I remember interviewing her.
Yeah, she was at her graduation barefoot. She didn't get to walk the stage barefoot, unfortunately, because she would not have gotten her diploma, but she was taken by the Columbus Ledger Inquirer. The whole family, me, Tracy, her brother, sisters, stepbrother, dad, stepmom, grandpa and everybody. I mean, it was a huge group of us, and her in front with her bare feet, captured by the Columbus Ledger Inquirer in her cap and gown and bare feet. It was so awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember that.
So,
it is great.
Yeah, but I don't know if anybody I know listens, but hopefully so. Maybe they'll let me know.
Maybe they will.
Yeah, what we need to do on each one of our personal Facebook pages is maybe just like put a little something out there like, hey girl, hey boy, hey, you listen to the show? What's up with you?
Yeah, maybe so. All right. So what was the other thing? Oh, the documentary. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Let's talk about
that's
the documentary.
Right.
How many people have seen the video of the other Nick and stuff where he covered his food with the beer boxes?
I've been hearing rumors that this documentary, the Barefoot documentary, has been picked up by a major channel.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
It's not a rumor.
Sounds like this is not just a small town cable production. This is high quality production, and we're looking for input.
Yeah.
Members out there, send in your video. Hey, you were walking here, you were going there, or you talked to the cops and they were really cool about you being barefoot. Whatever it may be, and Nick Pierce and his producing team is gonna go through it and put together something pretty fabulous.
Yeah,
that's
he's working day and night on that. I'm totally pumped and excited. People need to realize and stuff, this barefoot community is large. It's just not hippie people and stuff like that. It's doctors, it's lawyers, it's everyday Joe. I mean, it's rich, it's poor. You know what I'm saying? It's a very wide spectrum of people. So y'all,
if people do
want to
get involved, we should say where they can do that, which is barefoot. Go ahead, Christy.
Okay.
I'm better at it. Go ahead.
Okay,
barefoot.tv.org or .com, right? barefoot.tv.com.
Now you've got me confused.
See? Guys.
When you go in your browser, you type in barefoottvshow.com. When you type that in, the internet will do its thing and it will take you straight over to that page. There's a list off on the left side of the screen that pertains to all the different parts of the show that we need. What is going on?
I'm laughing.
I don't know why.
I know, it's a giggle thing. It's a giggle, you know, it just spreads. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Not sorry.
I saw that movie on Sci-Fi, The Giggle. Anyway.
Right.
There's a documentary. Everybody can pitch in somehow. We need people to turn in some legitimate research. And by legitimate research, you know, if it's medical publications, okay, information about, you know, I mean, you can talk to a podiatrist if you feel like. If you got that information concerning foot health, turn that in. If you have 10 seconds worth of footage of yourself, I don't know, shopping at Target or something, that's cool, you know. Anything like that. If you walk up to, I don't know, the manager of your local hardware store and you point out that you're barefoot and you ask them questions, hey, is it okay for me to be barefoot over here? And then they give you the answer and then you counter that and you show them the facts. That's great. You know, we need that kind of footage so they can incorporate it into the documentary. There's all sorts of things that are needed besides that. And you can go to barefoottvshow.com.
I'm posting it right now.
I think there's a specific
are you there?
Once you go to the website, there's a specific list of what Nick Pierce is looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm posting the website for it right now.
Repeat.
And like he said, you can use your smartphone, and he prefers it to be, like, widescreen. So those that are listening, that means turn your phone sideways.
Yeah, he said he can work with that to fix it.
Yes, oh, my gosh. Thank you for saying that. Yes, that's a huge, huge detail, which I completely forgot about. Thank you very much. Yes, it's because it's high quality, and it's going to show up in everybody's awesome widescreen HD TV. Please, whatever footage you turn in, your video, make sure it's at a wide angle. It'll just look better.
Exactly. And, you know, you don't have to have some extravagant, you know, video recorder. The cell phones these days, folks, the smartphones, they are fabulous. So just, you know. Like everybody's saying, you're walking out and about, you know, you're at the park, at stores, whatever. We really want to get these videos so we can, so Nick can put all this together and, you know, the whole world can see how many of us are out there and how passionate we are about our lifestyle.
Absolutely. Oh, hey.
Well,
cell phone store over there. I gotta walk over. Live.
Oh, hey, something shiny. Shiny.
Uh-huh. I'm excited. No, really. I'm just shopping around for a carrier. I'm not gonna say who I'm with because, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Gosh, this is great. Yes, people, listeners, you know, this big get together, the festival. I'm just gonna go back to that. That is for you. You might be on the other side of the continent or the planet, but your donation money goes into getting this started somewhere, and
our new sponsor.
Starting big. Exactly.
Our new sponsor.
We know.
Now, this local meetup, we just want to get to, you know, a Georgia, you know, well, I say Georgia because most of us here today, as far as your hosts and hostesses, are in Georgia right now. So we want our Georgia people to contact us and see about getting together for a meetup in October. But we would like for everybody in each individual state to, you know, do the individual state meetup as well, you know, or even, you know, like a major city or what have you, you know, and just kind of have it like Georgia chapter, South Carolina chapter, you know, just something like that, you know. So we need to, you know, try to make that happen so we can grow and see our members get together.
And the little meetup that we have is in October, I mean, you're more than welcome to come and meet up with us and spend some time getting to know who we are and, you know, put...
Absolutely, the more the merrier.
Yep. We're really, you know, and plus we're supposed to be crashing at Katmere's house, so hello, hello. Be ready, Kat, because I'm coming.
Private message me for more details. You know, don't bother with your shoes. They're not, no.
Shoes not necessary. Okay.
No.
Right.
Okay, so there's something very, very important that we are missing concerning all these wonderful goings on, and it's the one of our sponsors, where is my notes here? Is it the Coupon Company?
The Coupon, yeah. It's
Save Around. Yeah. I ran ad earlier. Mm-hmm. I ran the ad for it while we were on commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
You can never talk about a sponsor enough because they're the best ones we've got.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're pretty good. My daughter has done these for cheerleading, and they are really pretty darn good.
You can save a lot of money.
Saves a lot. Saves a lot. Coupon book available in many states.
Mhm.
Yeah. I mean, you can save a lot. I think what is it like $25 to buy it, and you have so many different coupons and discounts and all that you can use all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if people are wondering what it is, it's if those who remember what the Happenings books were, they're a lot similar to that.
It's been around for years and years, and I remember, you know, 20-something years ago, I'm dating myself now, when, you know, I would buy them, and my goodness, I would save so much money, you know, to buy one, you'll get one free, all that kind of stuff. So I really appreciate them being a sponsor.
Well, it's the initial buying it, but like David said, it pays for itself, like the one time you go out with his family of four. He explained that, you know, it ends up paying for itself maybe once or twice after you use it. So there's that.
It does. It really does because it's, I mean, especially like with the clothing and places like that, because depending on what you're getting, it can save you some big bucks,
mm-hmm.
and we profit from it, as you know, as far as the fundraising part, pretty
mm-hmm.
well.
It's
one of the best fundraisers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also,
I believe we have more.
GoBearsFoodIsLegal.org. And on our page, there's an option to make a donation, and you can do
a monthly donation as little as $3 a month, and it'll automatically debit out of your account. And people don't realize how important that is for us. It allows Nick and a lot of others to be able to you know, fire off letters and phone calls and stuff like that to these corporations so that we can get out there and live our barefoot lifestyle. So with anybody listening and stuff, you know, you can do it as little as $3 a month. Just think of all the sodas and candy bars and stuff like that you buy on a daily basis. It's as little as $3 a month, folks. That's it.
I think it's actually, you can do a lower amount, too. I think you can do a dollar, too.
Right. But I'm, you know, I'm just saying, you know, hey,
yeah, yeah.
$3, a dollar, whatever, it helps the cause. So we
definitely.
You know, we're not trying to push donate. But, yes, please help us to get the word out there so that we can all, you know, live a great barefooted lifestyle without the harassments and stuff from these big corporations and the little people.
It, being that we are an activist group, it's so wonderful, I think, to have an opportunity to do that. It helps all of us out on the team. You know, I don't mind it. I don't mind it because I love being barefoot and want to promote it. So I do put a lot of my own time. I do put a lot of my own money into it. You know, stamps, paper.
Yeah, all of us do. Yeah.
Now we're on computer repair. You know, if you don't want to help out, that's okay. Throw a couple bucks at it and be like, yeah, I'm helping out. Hey, you got a couple extra dollars. You got $5. There's somebody out there that's got $100. Whatever it may be, you know, it helps out the entire team. It helps out whoever donates. To be able to be, yes, I've got a group, and they're helping me do this, even though I may not have the words to say to this manager, my friends at Barefoot is Legal, because I gave them a couple bucks, they have the means to represent me and help me and forward the movement. And I always like to say, people don't like to give away their money, but some really do. For those who are sitting there listening going, I'm not giving you any money, that's cool. Take out your shoes and walk around barefoot. People see you regardless. That's being an ambassador for us. And that helps the cause too. Because society is going to we're trying to get society to say, hey, cool, that guy's barefoot. Yeah, maybe I'll kick my shoes off too. That looks comfortable. Or they'll just not even know it's any different than anything else. And that's the movement we're trying to promote.
Great point, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're all
I try to help out where I can, you know, even if it's just a little bit, or you know, being special.
Was comic relief. Come on now.
I'm special.
You're like the barefoot comedian. Like we want you.
Yeah, I try.
We have to hear again.
Yep.
Hey, do we have time? Do we have time for my scientific experiment?
We're all coming out of the air.
Not about 45 seconds ago.
45 seconds. Yeah. Did they drop us?
We've been off there for about 45 seconds.
Oh, man, we didn't even get to thank everybody.
It's okay because it ended off with Nick and a rant, and it was great.
Good.
Maybe the archive will pick it up.
I'm going to call it good because, quite frankly, it needs to seriously, this is such a simple thing. It gets people's brains, you know, going. So they need to think about it. So I think it was good.
I think so too. It was great. Thank you for joining us, Nick. We really, really appreciate it. You're so great.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was
thank
glad,
you. You're
glad
like,
to be able
you
to be here.
You rocked the house.
You totally made the show, man.
That's right.
Thank you
we
so much.
We did make the show. You did.
I don't want to steal anybody's thunder, though.
No,
oh God,
you're welcome.
What about that? We don't operate that way because what we do, whoever's speaking out, we're all helping each other, and it's not about that. So it's
right.
Not stealing. Nobody's stealing anybody's thunder. It's about saying what we need to say, and who cares who says it. That's how we feel in this
we're
group.
Working together here for a common cause.
Right.
Right.
So anybody that can come forward, we love it. So thank you.
You're welcome, you guys. Thank you guys for being there, too.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm out.
No, really,
thank you so much.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Y'all have a great Saturday.
You too.
Happy Saturday.
Peace out.
All the happiness.
Peace out.